USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has delivered on one of his campaign promises as the United States signed a peace agreement with the Taliban aimed at bringing an end to 18 years of bloodshed in Afghanistan and allowing U.S. troops to return home from America's longest war. Under the agreement, the U.S. would draw down its forces from 13,000 to 8,600 within 3 months, with the remaining forces withdrawing in 14 months. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The agreement that we will sign today is the true test of this effort. We will closely watch the Taliban's compliance with their commitments and calibrate the pace of our withdrawal to their actions. This is how we will ensure that Afghanistan never again serves as a base for international terrorists.
The United States spent more than $750 billion on all sides of the war. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher, a Navy SEAL charged and acquitted of murdering an ISIS prisoner in 2017, speaks this Sunday on 60 Minutes on why he was wrong to pose for photos with the wounded prisoner.
It's wrong. I'll say it's wrong now. I've definitely learned my lesson. It's distasteful.
He also told the interviewer he had no sympathy for the enemy. The case jumped to the forefront when President Donald Trump intervened on his behalf. The presidents of Turkey and Russia spoke by phone to try to defuse the tensions that rose significantly in Syria after at least 33 Turkish troops were killed in an airstrike blamed on the Syrian government and a new wave of refugees and migrants headed for the Greek land and sea border after Turkey said it would no longer hold them back. The attack marked the deadliest day for the Turkish military since Ankara first entered the Syrian conflict in 2016. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In a report in the Wall Street Journal, Michael Bloomberg has reached out to Andrew Yang, the former candidate for president, to be his vice presidential running mate. Also, with Super Tuesday right around the corner, Andrew Yang is being asked by a lot of candidates for his endorsement. Here were his comments on CNN.
Well, what I can say is that multiple campaigns have reached out, and it's flattering to be considered for a VP role or any role in someone's campaign. I made clear to every other candidate that I ran on a set of issues, automation of jobs, an evolving economy that we need to humanize, and a dividend of $1,000 a month for every American. And I said that if a candidate were to make a significant commitment in those directions, then I'd be much more enthusiastic about considering an endorsement.
As each of the Democratic candidates jockey for position, tomorrow is the South Carolina primaries, and Tuesday is Super Tuesday with 14 states and America Samoa on the line. Country music star Garth Brooks found himself on the receiving end of some tough comments from Trump-supporting country music fans after they misunderstood a jersey he wore on stage in honor of Detroit Lions football great Barry Sanders. Brooks hit the stage in Detroit wearing the jersey of Barry Sanders along with the number 20. The jersey was meant as a tribute to the football player who had a legendary career in Detroit. But many fans online thought that he was supporting Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who's running for president. We appreciate you listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.